The question was asked, is it normal for one in the dating process to have difficulty departing from someone or removing someone from one's thoughts? Meaning if one dated someone and it did not work out, so is it normal that one still thinks back to that person? And when and how do we overcome that? So I think that it is perfectly normal for a person to think back to someone that they dated. And unfortunately, the fact that that person got married, or that person clearly told us that they're not going to marry us, does not preclude these thoughts. And there are two, I think, major reasons why this can happen, and it's important to recognize both. One is that we might feel that, hey, it could have worked. So, in answer to that, if one side says no, then that side, we have to have enough respect for their understanding that they recognize that it's not going to work. So, maybe I think it's going to work, but it takes two to tango. So it's a no. Even though I would like it to work, the answer is no. And that's not an easy thing to swallow. As much as we say, well, if they said no, then obviously it's not going to work. Sometimes it feels so clear like it will. Okay, that's where we have to have a little bit of emunah in Hashem that He's running the show. I did my part, and obviously the other side doesn't think it's going to work, so no. And this happens in friendships also. It happens that sometimes you want to build a relationship with someone and they're just not interested. There's nothing you can do about it. It's part of life. But we have to really recognize that if they said no, then they obviously know more than I do about the relationship, and that's why they've come to the conclusion that it's not going to work. But there's a major second reason, which is very often misleading. There's a major second reason as to why our thoughts may go back to someone that we dated previously, and we'll call it the vacuum effect. You guys all know that one of the laws of nature, one of the laws of physics, is that nature dislikes a vacuum, right? You take out the air from a bottle, the bottle squeezes in, it fills the space. Nature abhors a vacuum. Well, our minds, to an extent, are the same way. Our minds always like to think of potential. And let's say a person dated the first girl he dated. So traditionally what happens is that guys, especially guys who never dated before and they did not have a relationship with a girl before, the first girl they date, they have a very they have a very hard time saying no, and if it's only half decent, then their minds and hearts go a wander. And after that first relationship will end, so then there's a vacuum. And it's not only after a relationship, that relationship, but it can happen after many relationships. So let's say a person dated a girl for 10, 15, 20, 30 dates, and then they broke up, and then he dated another girl, and they broke up, and another girl, and they broke up, and after 15 girls, he stops and says, wait a second, I'm pretty tired of this. What happens then? His mind and heart starts wandering back to the thing that was closest to Mrs. Wright. What was the closest he got? This girl that he dated 15, 30 times, however many times it was, until they got to the no. So I think it's perfectly natural that when we're not faced with the question of should I marry her or not, we can go back to her. And sometimes it even goes to the extent that we were the ones that said no. Yeah, I know a guy who dated a girl and she wanted to marry him, and after 5 dates she proposed to him, and she said, this is right, why don't we just end it here? And he said to her, look, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm not sure it pays to go on another date, let alone get married. And she was convinced. She was convinced he is Mr. Wright. And on date number 6, he really told her no. Now, not only was she in refusal of accepting the no, she chased after him. She sent rabbis to go meet him in Beis Medrash and change his mind. So, call Kavoter. Hey, she is a go-getter. But, hey, you see something good, why should you let go of it? I have no problem with what she did. She's entitled to try. It didn't work. But what was interesting was that he he knew this wasn't right. But every time there was this vacuum that he'd end with a girl, he'd come to me and say, let's make chazara now. I have to review why I shouldn't marry her. So we'd have this seder that every few times, every few girls he dated, he'd come back and say, okay, I have to review in my mind to get it straight because I know she'd love to marry me. So it's very simple for me to say, maybe I should date her again. But there were real logical reasons why it didn't work and cannot work. But my heart is inclined to say, let's go back to that because it's difficult for me to live in the vacuum. So we'd have the seder every few times, and in every few weeks he'd come and say, we got to do chazara. So we'd go walk on the roof, and it got quicker with time. Like he'd say, okay, reason number one was this, reason number two was this, reason number three was this, four was this. I think it was five or six reasons. Like each one was a major reason. This cannot work. But each time he had to do that chazara. Now, at one point he asked me, is this going to go on for life? What happens after I get married? After every fight with my wife, I'll think back to her. What's going to be in the future? So I said, look, I'm a bachelor like you. How do I know? So I, the next conversation I had with my mother, I asked my mother, "What does it go on for life?" So my mother said, no. When you meet Mrs. Wright, it's like an erasure. You make a blank board and you continue with life and everything gets erased. It's interesting that I'm not sure it's a complete erasure. You met someone, you knew someone, it's up to the person to erase. Many people live their lives with fantasies. It's very tempting. It's an area where everything is possible and we could build the perfect world in our fantasies. So some people, the fantasy is, next year I'll finish Rav Shas. Next year I'll produce all my inventions and become a millionaire. Next year I'll meet Mrs. Wright. A lot of people fantasize about the future. Next year I'll be happy. And within a relationship, within marriage, people also develop fantasies because it's an easy way of gaining instant gratification. A person can walk out of a heated argument with his spouse, sit in the room and start daydreaming and fantasize about, well, if I would have married her, if only my wife would, then the world would be different. Yeah. And this is a very common occurrence. I mean, in psychology, this has the known terms, the reference to that better other. So it's very easy, once a person gets married, to leave those others in the storage bank of one's memory, and then it's very easy to let one's mind wander in that direction. This is part of what the Torah prohibits when the Torah says lo sachmod, do not covet, because it's very easy to start thinking about someone else's wife or someone else's house or someone else's car. These are all forms of fantasy that the Torah prohibits. So to summarize, I think it's perfectly natural and normal that a person thinks back to someone they dated. We gave two reasons for that. And one can be because we have not yet come to terms with it, but we have to recognize that if it was no, then it's no. That's not the way Hashem wanted it. Chazal taught us that we cannot harm someone else. One iota, God has everything set up for each of us and we each get what we deserve. So it's not a situation that they ruined it for me or I ruined it for them. God's running the whole world, and if they said no, then obviously they know something I don't know. And the second reason we brought is because sometimes we have a vacuum and it's very easy and it's very natural to try and fill that vacuum and think back to someone that that maybe could have worked. And we said that in life we have to control our thoughts and not let our mind wander.